It's time to take a journey, to find your courage, break through your limits, and master your destiny. It's time for Ken D. Foster's Voices of Courage. Ken brings you some of the most courageous people on the planet that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. It's time to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. It's time for Voices of Courage. And here's your host, Ken D. Foster.
Hello and welcome, everybody. This is Ken D. Foster. I hope you're having a great day today. I know I am. And gosh, we got a lot going on today, don't we? In our news, we've got lots of new information coming in from the CDC. We've got people still out there in the streets and they're still protesting Black Lives Matter. We've got people still, numbers still going up with our COVID-19. And there's a whole bunch going on in the world, you know, wherever you are. But I have a question for you. How is this impacting you in either a positive or negative way? Because I think that if you're anything like me, you know, you can watch so much information. And then at one point, you have to kind of shut it down and turn back in and tune back into you and what's most important for you and your life. So the show is called today, The Courage to Be Courageous, right? I was thinking, what, you know, we need to be more courageous out in the world, don't you think? Don't you think we need to step into our own power, our own voice to be able to speak the truth and find the truth no matter what? You know, in our country, we used to have point counterpoint in the United States. You could make a statement and then somebody else would make a statement and you didn't necessarily have to agree on everything, but you eventually you'd get to an understanding of what truth is. Unfortunately, for a lot of us today, it's more of a political commentary on who's right and who's wrong. And there's a lot of extremes around that. So I want to just help you take a breath today and tune back into your courage. And, you know, I want to say courage, something about courage, because when you tune back into your courage, courage is really a divine gift. It's yours. You're born with it. But it doesn't mean that it's something that's being expressed. And here's how I know if an individual comes to me and they really have a lack of courage. You know, I've been working with individuals 26 years as a business strategist and as a life coach. And when people come to me and they have symptoms of lack of courage, for instance, their relationship isn't working, their health, they don't have the right, their health isn't where it needs to be. They haven't exercised for a while. They haven't developed a good business sense, maybe. They haven't developed inner wisdom. Why do I say that's tied into courage? Well, I say that because it takes courage to dive within yourself, to look at what's working, what's not working, and what you need to change to actually develop a life and bring a life in or live a life that is filled with wisdom, filled with understanding, filled with truth. A lot of us aren't doing that. I'm hoping that it's not you. Listen, the show's not all about that today, but the show is really about empowering you to take your life to the next level. And one of the ways that I'm going to help you do that, because listen, a lot of people are stressed out right now. Wouldn't you agree? Have you seen them in the supermarkets? Have you seen them running around with, you know, you look in their eyes, either the soul's not there, it looks like, or they're really afraid. They're afraid of their, you know, catching the COVID. They're afraid of they're losing their jobs. They're afraid of losing their businesses. There's a lot of fear going on out there. Well, I have an expert today who's going to help us with that. He's going to help us to understand just how stress is impacting the mind and some of the areas that we can do to some of the things that we can do to change so that we have more peace, more wisdom, more understanding. His name is Friedman Schwab. He's an MD, he's a PhD, he's a physician specializing in cardiology and molecular biology. He's a researcher, he's a personal development coach, and the author of the award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, a breakthrough process for healing and empowerment with your subconscious mind. Dr. Friedman, welcome to the show. I'm glad to have you here today.
Well, thank you for having me.
You're in France today. I love that. I love that we got calling in from France.
I know, right? And it seems like I'm next door.
So is it out there? Is it in France? You know, I'm not sure if people are still wearing their masks and that, you know, going through a lot of challenges there. I think you guys have fared a little better than the United States. But do you see a lot of stress, undue stress in the country right now and in the individuals?
Well, I think there are two things in France that are a little different. A, it's that the virus seems to be more under control. So they have about 200 new cases a day and they do all this cluster tracking and so on. So the mask, unfortunately, wearing has a bit worn off. So I see in supermarkets, maybe like 10% of the people wearing masks. When you go to restaurants, people wear masks that are serving you, but not necessarily the customers. So there is not so much anxiety right now. And maybe it's a little bit too lackadaisical, this approach. So some people already worried that it may come back at the end of the summer. But the other thing is also economically, even though there has been a lot of hardship too, the social support from the government is certainly a little bit different. So people are heavily relying on getting their paychecks from the government and getting that support, which, you know, you could call it a socialistic country, but it's certainly for people there a much greater peace of mind. So they're not so afraid of losing their livelihood or losing their apartments or something like this than maybe in other areas, especially in the United States.
Very good. Well, let me ask you a question. You know, you were in the United States practicing Western medicine and science. What made you leave that and start to focus on fear and anxiety?
Well, I would say it was a desire and it was a courage. So you talking about courage just reminded me that, you know, the important thing is to follow your dream. And my dream was to actually help people hands-on. And, you know, it sounds like, well, if you are a doctor or a researcher, that's a hands-on approach to healing. But it's not really, because I found, especially in cardiology, that we are often treating the symptoms, but not the root causes. And stress and anxiety has such a huge impact on the physiology and on the heart and on blood pressure and in general on our whole physical system. So my feeling was just like, you know, let's go to the root where most diseases really come from. I mean, there are studies that say 70% of doctor visits are about stress and anxiety and stress and anxiety related illnesses. And so I also personally, having struggled with anxiety myself, felt like I want to find a new way, a holistic way to help people to overcome fear and anxiety without medication, without like this, you know, talking for years and years to maybe scratch the surface. I wanted to go to the core of it. And that's when I came to the working with the subconscious mind as the way to address the source of anxiety, which is that deeper part of the mind.
Right. Well, they say the mind is the cause of our bondage and the mind is the cause of our liberation. That was a quote from Paramahansa Yogananda, a spiritual teacher. But it applies to science as we're talking about it right now. I happened to come across a video of a woman that had gone into a New York hospital. She was afraid that she had the virus, and they put her on a ventilator immediately. And unfortunately, and it's so sad that this happened. I'm sure it's happened to not just her, others, but she passed away. And when they did the testing, she didn't have the virus. But what drove her there was her fear, her stress, mm-hmm. her anxiety, that she had symptoms that matched what was going on. And unfortunately, she was diagnosed wrong and put on a ventilator, and maybe not diagnosed wrong. I don't know all the details, but I do know that fear was driving her into that facility. So this is a big topic, and I'm sure this happens in France. It happens in the United States. We're driven by fear, and as a result of that, we get these poor results. So why do you think fear and anxiety is such a challenge in our society today?
Now, first of all, the good news is most people that have panic attacks don't die or have even any kind of negative ramifications physically from the panic attack. So just, you know, for your listeners, It's not that if you have a trouble breathing or you feel your chest is tight and you think you have a heart attack and it turns out to be a panic attack, that the panic attack can kill you. So whatever happened with this person, I don't know, but it's not the fear that killed her. It's probably some complication of the ventilator or just being in this hospital. Now, why are we having so much fear and anxiety? I think one of the main reasons is that we are not really sure how to deal with our emotions anymore. You know, our mind is bombarded with information 24/7. It's information that we cannot compute. And like you rightfully said at the intro, well, sometimes you just have to disconnect, but we don't disconnect. So our mind is filled up with scary, fear triggering, out of control messages that our subconscious takes very serious, because the subconscious is just the part of the mind that takes everything as reality, even if it's fiction, even if we watch a movie. And so the subconscious just feels overwhelmed. And then we are sitting there with our mind just filled to the brim, and we don't know how to empty it. We don't know how to calm it down. We don't even know how to communicate it. And so we are basically just trying either to distract ourselves even more, to self-medicate, to suppress our emotions until they are like a pressure cooker ready to explode. And that's, I think, really the problem in our society. We don't know how to be still anymore.
Well, I got to take a break, but when we come back, I want to talk about some of the solutions to how we can overcome stress and anxiety so that we can make good choices and life gets better for us. So we'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life, a time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down, a time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-8 Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
We're back with Voices of Courage. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. Today, our show is called The Courage to Be Courageous. And if you have a dream of creating a wellness product, now this isn't for everybody, but if you have that dream, I'd like to talk to you about JBK Wellness Labs. See, JBK Wellness Labs is a white label manufacturer who helps companies develop and manufacture dietary supplements, topical personal care, beauty products, and hemp-based CBD products. JBK Wellness products can be found in high-end resorts, including Ritz-Carlton and the Four Seasons, as well as national grocery store chains such as Whole Foods. Listen, they will walk you through each step from concept through finished product. So if you would like to take your idea to the next level to get your product to market, then start today. Go to jbkwellnesslabs.com. That's jbkwellnesslabs.com. Alrighty. Now, listen, I also would like to talk to you about one other sponsor that we just had come into our organization. And they are an organization that has a product called Curalin. And this is 100% natural glucose support product. It works by blending an ancient Ayurvedic practices with modern science and technology into a synergistic glucose support formula. So if you'd like to learn a little bit more about this and take a little deeper dive about this, this is for people that are looking to maintain healthy blood sugar levels without any negative side effects. You can find them at curealife.com. That's CURALIFE.com, curealife.com. And if you decide to buy their product, put in the coupon code COURAGE, and you will get $20 off your first order and 15% off for the next year. So I hope you check them out. All righty, let me get back to my guest here. So today I am talking with Dr. Friedman, and his personal breakthrough and empowerment program has helped thousands of his clients worldwide to overcome fear, anxiety, and self-limiting patterns by addressing the deeper subconscious roots causing these mental and emotional challenges. I'm so glad we're talking about this. This is such a time right now that so many people are really stressed out. And I'd like to get to some of the ways that we can help people to maybe cure this. How do you help them to overcome this? I don't know if cure is the word, but overcome.
Well, the better word is overcome. And I actually say outgrow, because anxiety is something that we have really learned early on in our lives. And we all have different patterns on how to manage the anxiety. So I had anxiety because I was feeling that my parents didn't believe in me and didn't think I was good enough and criticized me often. So my pattern was to just become an overachiever and always had to be the best and always push somehow to the next level. Other people may feel like they had to overcome these adversities early on in their lives by hiding out and by just becoming invisible. Or others may feel like they became overly controlling and micromanaging or pleasing and trying just to blend in and be liked. And you can see there are several patterns that you may actually also find you're familiar with. And understanding that anxiety is this learned subconscious programming that ultimately just wants us to be safe, and that it's our job, the adult, the conscious mind's job, to change this programming, to change a perspective. Then you have a whole new approach to anxiety. It's almost like you're realizing, oh, this is actually not a problem, a disorder, a weakness, a failure. This is simply my mind needing to do some growing. It's simply my mind needing to see things in a different way, not through the eyes of a child, but seeing it more through the eyes of the adult. And so to answer your question, the first thing we need to do with anxiety to really take responsibility for it rather than trying to avoid it or run away from it. And that's, I think, really empowering in itself.
So we can't change anything we can't acknowledge. I understand that. So we have to acknowledge it. Well, sometimes it's kind of funny because, you know, some people think stress is, you're getting a heart attack, you're having a panic attack. But I mean, stress can be very subtle. What are some of the symptoms that people may have if they are having chronic stress, maybe unaware of it?
Yeah. I mean, I think, you could see four levels. The first symptom may be just that you have a lot of negative thinking and you have all these thoughts, the what if thoughts, or your mind goes constantly to that, what actually triggers anxiety or triggers stress. So it's the more mental stress. Then the second one is where you feel actually the emotions. So you feel like maybe your body is a little tighter when you're stressed, or you have your heart racing a little bit more, or you're sweating more, or you just have this pain in the neck, or things like that, that, you know, gets you aware of, well, there's a constant undercurrent of stress in my life. The third level is then when you really have trouble sleeping, and you either wake up in the middle of the night or you cannot fall asleep. And the fourth level is then really that illness that we talked about that can also be caused. So it can be high blood pressure. It can be your cholesterol goes up. It can be that you have an indigestion, IBS, fibromyalgia, things like that, that are more signs of chronic stress. But the first place you want to really look at are your thoughts. You know, so many people don't really see that. They say, I'm anxious. I don't know why I'm anxious. It's so weird. It just comes up in the morning when I wake up. And they're not realizing, no, you created it. You thought about something that was out of your control or something that you already were anticipating to be bad. And that thought was triggering then the anxiety.
Well, I don't know about you, but sometimes my mind is a very dangerous place to be. And I can sure relate to this. And quite frankly, I think I had undiagnosed depression probably for many years, where I had to learn how to focus my mind on positive readings, positive thoughts, really not allow myself to go down and spin down into some of those negative thoughts. And I got a feeling a lot of people are like that. I think we are like that. So if we were to take a deeper dive into your book, which I want to do in the coming segment, I want to ask you some of the most effective ways that people can really change their mind and as a result, change how they feel. That's in that book. So I'm going to take a break and we'll be right back. And when we come back, we'll be talking a little bit more about that book.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
If you, your company, or organization is out to change the world, and you need a team that produces results to take your message to the next level, Sabi Publicity is the perfect fit. Recognized by PR Week and Good Morning America for its innovative business practices, Wasabi Publicity works with companies and individuals committed to doing good in the world. Whether it's creating an engaging website, building a passionate social media tribe, or connecting their clients with top media influencers like Good Morning America, The New York Times, and Oprah, everything they do is instilled with passion, impact, and brilliance. If you're an author, speaker, or organization committed to changing the world, and you need a partner to support you with PR, your website, or social media, go to WasabiPublicity.com. That's WasabiPublicity.com. To schedule a call with Wasabi CEO, Drew Gerber.
We're back with Voices of Courage. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Hey, Ken Foster here. Welcome back. Listen, if you're a woman entrepreneur, pay close attention to this. There's an organization called Women's Wisdom, which has been assisting women business owners to not only grow their businesses, but grow their lives since 1991. They bring in some of the top quality speakers, entrepreneurial women speakers in the world to their online events, and they help women to understand the challenges that they're facing and give them the support that they need to really grow their businesses and take them to the next level. So if you want to check it out, if you're a woman business owner, you can check them out at womenswisdom.net. That's womenswisdom.net. I do know that they have events second and fourth Thursday of every month. So check them out, womenswisdom.net. Also, I want to thank all of you for tuning in. Really, my heart goes out to you. All of you that give us shout outs on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, thank you so much for that. The show grows because of you. And if you like what we're talking about, if you like a programming that we have, which is really a programming to help you empower yourself to take your life to a new level and feel not like a victim of what's going on in the world, but really a victor in all areas of life, I hope you'll let people know about us. Also, you can find all the replays at voicesofcourage.us. That's voicesofcourage.us. All righty. Well, let me get back to, I have an amazing guest today. I'm just so excited to him. So Dr. Friedman's research and advice has been featured in Nature Medicine, Oprah Magazine, Huffington Post, Reader's Digest, Teen Vogue, and Shape, among others. We're talking about stress, anxiety, and we're talking about how to really use the mind to change this around. So let's talk about your book for a second again. The Fear and Anxiety Solution. What's the most?
Yes, you mentioned I should show it. Here it is.
Wait, hold that up for a second. Fear and Anxiety Solution. All right. For those of you that can see us today, he just showed his book. By the way, where can they get the book before we talk about it?
Well, definitely everywhere, like Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and all the major outlets, and also through my website, drfriedman.com.
You know, I like the fact that you put in the book the solution, the fear and anxiety solution. A lot of people talk about it, but I don't see a lot of solutions because I look around and go, wow, people are really, really stressed out right now. What is the solution to the fear and anxiety? And I know it's a big question, but let's kind of go there for a minute.
Right. Well, the ultimate solution is that when you start the book and when you finish reading the book, you're a different person. You're not the same person, because if you're trying to get something out of your mind, you have to put something into your mind. And what we are getting out of the mind in the book is not just anxiety, but it's about the limiting beliefs that you have been struggling with for all your life. So the beliefs of not being safe, not being good enough, not being in control, not getting what you want. Those are the drivers, and those are beliefs that were not your choice, but beliefs that somehow were imprinted on you through, you know, events in the past, things that you said to yourself, or subconsciously you decided, well, this is how I need to see the world because this is what it seems to be. And if you're not changing those limiting beliefs, the framework of the anxiety will always be there. And right now, with the whole, you know, world being just in this kind of turmoil, it's an exciting time, but it's also a challenging time, full of uncertainty. I think the belief of not feeling safe and not feeling in control gets triggered by a lot of people. And so in order for you to not feel overcome by stress and anxiety anymore, that core belief needs to change. And the book teaches you exactly how to do that. And it's not just, you know, doing affirmations and trying to think differently. It's really putting a belief from your mind, an identity that you choose to be instead of this anxious, insecure person, from the designer plate of your mind down into your heart, and from there into your physiology, into your cellular memory, so that you really inhabit this new belief. So you're not only thinking good, you're feeling and you're acting exactly in that new 2.0 version way. And that's the solution. There is no solution for anxiety other than really growing beyond it, as I mentioned. And there are 7 steps that lead you to that. And if you go through those steps, you will certainly feel like a different person afterwards.
I really like that a lot. You know, this is a trying time. Some have compared it to going through World War II, Korean War, 9/11. You know, this is a big time for people. And one of the things I think it taught us, at least it taught a lot of conscious people today, is that the only thing we really have control over is our own mind. It's our own way of looking at the world. We can either see the world as a fearful place, a terrible place, or you can see the fear, you know, you can be, look at the world as a place that we can grow, we can learn, we can develop, we can become all we're meant to be. So in your book, you talk about fear is an untapped power. I love that. Let's talk about, what does that mean to have an untapped power when I'm feeling afraid?
Well, you know, one way to look at it is that fear puts a brake on who you really are. Because when we're afraid, we are not really totally showing up as our authentic self. So when you are having a lot of fear, especially fear of stepping out of your comfort zone, fear of being seen, fear of following your dreams, the greater the fear is, the more potential wants to come out. Because you have to see the fear kind of the lid that gets pushed down. No, 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 it's not safe. It's not safe. But something inside of you wants to emerge. So the more there is this fear pushing down, that means the more is also ready to break out and really make a difference in your life. And that's exactly what happened with me and what happened with so many of my clients. So don't really feel discouraged when you have a lot of fear. Feel excited, because something is about to emerge that you don't even know what it is. It may be your creativity. It may be something of your past that you knew. Yeah, I really, really was a leader when I was a child, but now I'm somehow a silent follower. Where is that leader? It got suppressed by the fear that just wants to protect you. Once that fear is no longer there, that leadership quality will come back to the surface. It's the same thing with sensitivity. A lot of people say, oh, you know, I'm too sensitive and that's why I'm scared. But that sensitivity is actually the emotional intelligence that helps you to navigate through life. And when you're using it without fear, you will make better connections. You will make better choices. Your intuition will be better. You will simply live a life that is really more truthful and purposeful than ever before. And that's the untapped power that is waiting on the other side of fear and anxiety.
Wow. I love that. I love that a lot. So that was a powerful message. Well, listen, we're about out of time. The book is The Fear and Anxiety Solution. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it at Barnes & Noble. You can get it anywhere, basically, that good books are sold. All right. I'd like to ask every guest this. You got the mic. You got the megaphone right now to the world. So what is your message today to the world? What's your message? Well, you know, if you only have one message, what do you want to tell everybody right now?
Believe in yourself, because really the future of the world depends on you. It depends on all of us, but it depends on us to be the most empowered self. We cannot live in fear and just hope something magically going to change and make the world a more sustainable place. It's up to all of us. So no longer hiding in the comfort zone. Step out of it and see what is possible, because we need you, all of us.
Wow. It's a great message. Thank you, Dr. Friedman, for being on the show. I hope you'll come back. Stay safe there in France. And you know, let's keep in touch, because you've got a lot to offer. And I really appreciate you coming on, letting our viewers know about your new book. So thank you so much.
Great pleasure. You take good care.
Okay. You take good care, too. And listen, coming up in the show, we're going to talk about what we can do on a humanitarian level on what's going on right now. I have a special guest that I'm going to be introducing here in just a moment. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
Hi, this is Ken D. Foster. Are you an author or would-be author? If so, a few of my New York Times best-selling author friends, some of my book marketing strategist friends, and I are going to be teaching you how to write, market, and launch your book to bestseller status. And get this, no cost to you. You're going to learn from the experts that I use, their formulas, and their simple steps to make your book a bestseller. So find out how to do this at courage2change.us/invite. courage2change.us/invite. There are, I think we have 12 master teachers in the class right now. You're going to learn things you never knew about book marketing. I can tell you that because I've been marketing books for the last 15 years, and I've learned a whole bunch from the experts that I brought on. Hope you'll join us at courage2change.us.
We're back with Voices of Courage. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, welcome back. This is Ken D. Foster. Today our show is called The Courage to Be Courageous. And for some of you, I know that this is a show that's really helping you to step into who you are and to start to do things a little differently, maybe see things you've never seen before, know things you've never known before, and do things that you thought were impossible. If we've done any of that for you today, to be able to step in into your brilliance, your genius, then the show's been a success for us today. Listen, I want to give a shout out to a friend of mine who is now a sponsor, if I can find it here. And here it is. All righty. So JBK Wellness Labs. If you have a dream to create a wellness product, I'd like to talk to you about JBK Wellness Labs. They're a respected contract and white label manufacturer who helps companies develop and manufacture dietary supplements, topical personal care, beauty products, and hemp-based CBD oils. JBK Wellness products can be found in high-end resorts, including Ritz-Carlton, Four Seasons, as well as national grocery store chains in the United States, such as Whole Foods. They're going to walk you through each step from concept through finished product. So if you'd like to take your concept to the next level and you would like to really get that dream in the world, hey, now is a good time to do that. Just contact jbkwellnesslabs.com. Again, jbkwellnesslabs.com, and they'll help you do that. All righty. Well, I am so blessed today. Our guest today is Gurvinda Singh. He's an international humanitarian aid director for United Sikhs. The nonprofit organization has been on the ground this year helping those in need to survive disasters such as the corona pandemic and the ISIS attack on a temple that left 25 dead. Gurvinda, welcome to the show. I'm so glad to have you.
Glad to be here. I appreciate the opportunity.
Wow. You know, I watched your interview on another program this morning, and I was really impressed at the work you're doing. And I feel blessed to have you here. Can you tell me a little bit about how you got involved in the humanitarian work, and specifically in United Sikhs?
Absolutely. So Seva, which means selfless service, is an integral part of the Sikh faith. So we believe that if you want to appreciate the Creator, and if you really want to worship the Creator, you have to take care of His creation. So if you have those in need, and those who are vulnerable, and those who are unable to provide for themselves or speak for themselves, and you have large segments of that population not being assisted or being looked at or being provided for, then how are you in actuality serving the Creator, you know, if you're not able to help out what He has created? And we feel that as an integral part of the Sikh faith, selfless service is to go out and provide for those who cannot provide for themselves. So it's an integral part of our faith, which has been not just taught to us, but which is ingrained within us. And we make sure that obviously when we live in the United States or Canada or the UK, then the communities in which we live are those which we serve. So, you know, we have to make sure that if I'm able to feed myself, if I'm able to provide for myself, but my neighbor isn't able to do so, then we don't think you're living up to your full potential as a human, as a Sikh, and just as a citizen of the world. You know, if you see suffering and just go about your life without being impacted, we don't feel that a person of God would be able to do that. So we need to make sure that we act upon the ideals that we are taught. So that's what United Sikhs has embarked upon, and we've worked for over 20 years. And
that's great.
I've been to over 50 disasters.
I want to say this. I think that, you know, it's been pointed out time and time again, you know, the United States is one of the most generous countries in the world. We're giving all the time. But that's the country. And I like what you're talking about, you know, is bringing it down to the individual level and the commitment we have to serve one another as human beings. I had my last guest on the show who was talking about depression, and he was talking about stress and anxiety. I think one of the easiest ways, if you're feeling stressed out or anxiety, or you're just not feeling good, is to go out and find somebody else that needs help. I think no question. If you want to feel good about yourself, go help other people that are in need, and it'll take your life to the next level. Can you tell me about United Sikhs a little bit? And you're offering humanitarian aid and education. around the world right now. Can you tell me a little bit about how you're impacting those that are suffering with coronavirus right now?
Absolutely. So, you know, this has been probably the first time in our lifetime that you have a disaster that's not just impacted a nation, but that's impacted the world. And it's impacted the world at the same time. You know, you have individuals in India who are impacted, as well as the United States, as well as Canada, as well as Malaysia, as well as Africa. You know, for example, Kenya and Tanzania, and as well as the European nations. So we have been blessed that we have over 10 chapters because of the work we've done, and the efforts that we have engaged in has really brought in a lot of volunteers and has really strengthened the organization over the years. So all of our chapters were activated. Emergency response teams were activated, and we have served close to 3 million meals globally. We have provided over 100,000 PPE kits, thousands and thousands of sanitizers, over 100,000 masks. So all of these are services we've been able to provide because of the robustness of the organization, and because of just the structure that we've been able to set up, and individuals were able to be mobilized instantaneously. So whether it be the United States, whether it be the UK, whether it be Canada, Malaysia, India, Pakistan, Australia, we have our volunteers have literally been on the ground, and many have, many have actually gotten the coronavirus because they've been on the ground and they've been serving those marginalized communities who don't have access to hygiene or healthcare or access to the PPE kits. For example, they don't have access to gloves and masks and face shields. So we've had quite a few of our volunteers who have contracted the coronavirus. With the grace of God, all of them have recovered. And even, for example, in India, we're providing a mortuary van because the death rate is at such a scale that ambulances are in short supply. And there are very few people who are willing to take those who have passed away due to the coronavirus and even do their final rites. You know, wow. So, and of course, in the United States, we've been asked by multiple cities and municipalities. We were asked by the New York Office of Emergency Management to have over 30,000 meals prepared during the onset of the coronavirus. So we, mobilized with a few organizations which are local in those locations, along with our institutions of worship and learning gurdwaras, and really cooked meals at a massive scale. And wow. We've done, mobile pantries, because obviously due to the social distancing, you want to maintain that. So in many cities, we've had mobile pantries where we had meals prepared and essential kits prepared, and vehicles would be driving out. And we've had, miles of 5 mile long wait, with vehicles. So you can imagine the need. Many times we figure, hey, we're in the United States. We're well off. We don't really need to provide groceries or meals for people. But, when you have something like the coronavirus impacting somebody where they cannot go to work, they're unable to go outside of their house, then we were humbled to see the response just for a meal and what kind of impact that can make. And I want to piggyback on your point. Absolutely. When you give to someone, when you're able to provide something to somebody and make an impact in their life, it's not a small thing to say, but it really uplifts your own spirit. It makes your sense of being more valuable to yourself, and I think you're absolutely correct. If you want to do something that really impacts you in a positive way, do something that impacts somebody else in a positive way.
I love about that. I mean, if you just think about this, my listener right now, if every one of my listeners today just said, you know what, I'm going to find one person out there to just go out and support and help in some way, or I'm going to go and I'm going to connect with United Sikhs and I'm going to give a donation. I'm going to do something that's going to help other people, to uplift them on the planet. And we got out of this allaboutme.com in the United States anyway. It's just really, it's not all about me. It's all about us. And it's about how we can lift each other up. So I love the work you're doing, and it's really powerful. Listen, I'm going to take a break. Before I take this break, though, tell people how they can get a hold of you and make a donation if they'd like. And then we'll come back and I'm going to interview you a little more.
Sure, absolutely. So you can go to our social media handles, which is, you know, either Facebook, Twitter's United Sikhs, is UNITEDSIKHS. Or you can go to our Instagram and follow us over there as well. I would request everyone to do that, because not only does that amplify the message, it also allows others who are in need to reach out to us. And of course, you can reach out to us via our website, which is unitedsikhs.org, or you can email us at contact@unitedsikhs.org.
Okay, we'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
We're back with Voices of Courage. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Hi, this is Ken D. Foster. Listen, today is an amazing show. And today, if you are listening and you want to really take your life to the next level, I have some other shows that I'd like to tell you about. These are networks that support the message of truth, courage, and love. Each one of these organizations are organizations that we're part of, and we hope that you will listen to and tune into. So I'm going to give you a couple of them that we're on. One is UK Health Radio. If you don't know about UK Health Radio, this is an organization that's really helping individuals understand their options around health, whether it be around the virus or whether it be around nutrition, whether it be around exercise. This is an amazing network. So you can find them at ukhealthradio.com. Also, talkradio.nyc. This is an organization that helps people to uplift themselves, uplift their spirit, become the best version of themselves. You can find them at talkradio.nyc. Also, e360tv.com. That's the broadcast studio that we're on right now. These guys are amazing. They've got amazing shows. All of them are aligned in helping you to find that courage to do the things that maybe you haven't wanted to do before. So E360TV, and the last one I want to mention is Podopolis. Now, that what a name that is, right? Podopolis, P-O-D-O-P-O-L-O-S. Podopolis is a new network that is changing the way that podcasting is done around the world. They're helping people to get inspired by giving away gifts and gaming facilities within the organization. It's really a trip. So a lot of fun. So I hope you'll check them out. Podopolis, PodopoLOS.com. Another organization, again, that's helping you become the best version of yourself. All righty, everybody. Well, today my guest is Gurvinda Singh, and he is an international humanitarian. He's the aid director for United Sikhs. The nonprofit organization has been on the ground this year helping those in need of surviving the disasters that are going around, right? I mean, things haven't just stopped because COVID-19 is going on. You still got terrorism. You still
absolutely
got going on. Okay. So welcome back Gurvinda?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. All righty. So tell us a little bit about where you are on the ground right now and helping specific areas.
Yeah, so we are, for example, in the United States, we have teams mobilized in Texas. That's where I'm based, in New York, in New Jersey, in California, in Florida, in Washington, along with Illinois, Connecticut. Typically in the states that are hardest hit by the coronavirus, we have teams that are mobilized. We also have a national hotline that's been set up for anyone to call in who is not able to provide for themselves. For example, we've done over 10,000 home deliveries. And, you know, that's to individuals who are physically disabled, who may be sick, who may not have access to transportation, who may not have access to any funds, and who are in dire need of either medication or even doctor's visits or groceries. Sometimes it's so simple. So, you know, we have a national hotline that...
Do you have a number for that?
Yes, sir. It's going to be 1-855-878-6333.
Let's repeat that one more time.
Sure. 1-855-878-6333. And that is for anybody in the United States and Canada can reach out to us and they can let us know what the need is. And we will have a team mobilized within that vicinity to go out and provide that and to fulfill that need. You know, we've had individuals call in, for example, from overseas. And if they have relatives who are stuck, give me an example. We had a young nurse in New York. Her parents called in from Canada and said, you know, our daughter is stuck in New York and we heard about, you know, your hotline number. And they're not able to go outside of their hospital because they're dealing with COVID patients. So they're on a constant quarantine and they're not able to get meals. Delivery services have kind of been suspended in that region and in that area. Some of the vendors are not providing any services. And we were able to provide meals for hospitals. For example, Elmhurst Hospital, which was on Ground Zero in New York, along with roughly four dozen hospitals across the United States, in which we provided meals as well as PPE kits. So this is all, this is what is the need of the hour, right? As when you discuss the fact that if you're a person of faith, then this is when faith should shine, is when the world is in need. You know, we will be remembered what our actions are in times of crisis. You know, everyone can dance when there's a song playing on the radio. You know, it's the fact that when someone is sad and when someone is in need, are you willing to go outside and extend your hand?
Well, you know what I like about that too is not only that, I think that this is a time in our nation, in the United States, where we can really get outside of our comfort zone and go out and give to organizations or individuals that you may not feel comfortable giving to, okay? Get out of your comfort zone. Let go of your prejudices of race or creed or color and step out and see what's out there. This is really a time we need to take a cleaning cloth to our mind and clean it up and go, listen, we're all children of God. We're all children of the Most High. We're here to help each other, to uplift each other. Now's the time to do that. That's my message. I know that's your message too. It's like, you know, your legacy is, well, let's talk about your legacy. What is the legacy of United Sikhs right now? What do you hope that people will take away from this show and they understand you?
Absolutely. So, Ken, I'm going to piggyback on your point. Our motto is recognize the human race as one. So in our faith, it says, Manaski jat sabhe ke pehchanbo. You know, and COVID-19 is not discriminating. You know, COVID doesn't care if you're rich, if you're poor, if you're a Sikh, if you're a Christian, if you're a Hindu, if you're a Muslim, if you're white, if you're black or you're brown, it doesn't care. You know, it's going to come at you and it's going to come at you hard. So what we have to do, just like you had stated, is we must work together. And that is what humanity is all about. Because when we work together, that power, that unity, that is what is going to ultimately uplift humanity as a whole. You know, and whether that be, the pandemic of, for example, racism, or whether that be the pandemic of COVID-19, you know, these can only be impacted and bettered when we work together. And the legacy...
Well, isn't that the truth, you know, Gurvinda? I see that, you know, I'd say probably 90%, it's higher than that, it's probably 98% of the people are really good people. They're really trying to do things that are right. And then you got that 2% of the negativity that, you know, kind of ruins it for everybody. You know, so my point here is I don't want you to stop, my listeners to start focusing on the negative. It's like, focus on what you can do right now to make a difference in your community. If we all do that, life's going to get better for everybody.
Absolutely. And you know, and that is what carries us forward, right? Because we know that, you know, if we were to see the negativity, then you would never step out of your house, right? The fact of the matter is that the vast majority of humans, I have never met anybody, Ken, that does not want a future that is better for their children that they have had for themselves. I've yet to meet anybody, regardless of their agnostic, whether they're atheist or whatever faith they belong to, whatever region of the world they've come from, whatever education they have received, whatever job status they're involved in, you know, whatever career they have. Nobody wants a future that is worse for their children. Everyone wants a future that's better for their children. So the fact of the matter is, how are we going to get there? We're going to get there together. We're going to get there by uplifting each other. We're going to get there by helping our neighbor, by helping a stranger, by going up and introducing ourselves, by eliminating these prejudices and these fears. So, you know, the legacy of United Sikhs is to ensure that our brothers and sisters, you know, our fellow Americans recognize the Sikhs for who they are, as those who are willing to go out and assist and provide for those in need, and anybody who is calling out to us, and regardless of caste, creed, or religion, because, you know, we've had so many people reach out to us who were not even aware of, you know, the Sikh faith or the fact that, hey, who are you guys that wear a turban? But when they saw us work, because, you know, actions are what determines character. You know, I can sit here, Ken, and talk to you all day long about helping the needy, about going out of your way, about donating. But if I sit at home and don't carry through with those actions, then my words are very hollow.
Well, you know, in Christian tradition, Jesus said, you know, you'll know them by their actions. And by the way, I want to say this. It's been my experience, been on the planet for a long time now, and I've studied the major religions. And I want to say that whether you're a Hindu, a Sikh, a Buddhist, a Christian, it doesn't really matter. True religions have at their core service to one another. True religions all have that. True religions all have being learning how to love one another. True religions all have being able to uplift one another. So, you know, I just feel like we need to start having a bigger conversation, because it's not about I've got the right color of skin, or I've got the right religion, or I've got the right business. It's not about that anymore. It's really about how can me serve you? I'm talking to my audience. How can you serve and step out of that comfort zone, like I said earlier, and really do what you need to do to grow yourself and also grow this planet? I love your message. I think it's a powerful message. How, we're running out of time here though. Most important for you right now, Gurvinder, is what? What's most important in the organization right now? Well, how can we help you? That's my question.
Absolutely. So, you know, there are multiple ways. So if you would like to volunteer either physically or with your skill set, you know, if you're a great writer, if you're a great thinker, if, for example, you're able to provide, you know, how to set up institutions or do work behind the scenes, if you're great at social media, you know, volunteer. If you want to get out in the field, volunteer. If you're able to provide some resources or some supplies, volunteer. Let us know. If you're able to donate some money or some funds, please do that as well. And, you know, we are 501c3. We are tax exempt. We are affiliated with the United Nations. So we can assure you that over 90% of your donations go directly to those in need.
Real quick, I'm running out of time here. Real quick. How do they get a hold of you?
Yes, sir. So basically, you can reach out to us again at contact@united6.org. You can email us. You can go on our website. I request everyone to follow our social media handles, whether that be Twitter, whether that be Facebook, whether that be Instagram. You can contact me directly. I'll give you my direct number. It's 469-222-6288. And at the end of the day, if you're in need, reach out to us. If you're able to fulfill that need, reach out to us, because it is together that we're going to make that impact. It's together that we're going to make a difference, and it's together that we're going to serve those who need to be served.
I love your message, man. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for the work you're doing in the world. We really need a lot more of Gurvinders in the world.
thank you for allowing this opportunity on your platform and really amplifying the message. Keep up the great work, like I said, it's together that all these messages come in unison, and that is how we're going to have the you know, just make this world more robust and beautiful for our children and our upcoming generations. We're going to have to make, we will know that we have made an impact. Thank you once again, Ken.
All righty. Well, I want to thank all of you for tuning in today. It's been a really great show, and I want to let you know you can order my latest book, Courage to Change Everything, at courage2change.us. And also, if you want to follow us on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, I appreciate that. You can send your questions to viewer@courage2change.us. Again, viewer@courage2change.us. And you can find all of our replays at voicesofcourage.us. Thank you, man. Thank you, everybody, for being here today. I really appreciate you. And have a blessed week. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us for Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And we're always interested in what you have to say. So follow Ken on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or email your questions and comments to viewer@voicesofcourage.us. Also, you can find all of Ken's previous shows by visiting voicesofcourage.us. Be sure to join us next time as Ken brings more stories of courage that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. Until next time, live courageously and see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. This has been Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.